Cobb, I believe, was what he used for a stopper most of the time.
Did you ever have that wood, that real light wood you could put in there?
You talking about cottonwood?
Stuff that was made to go on the top of a bottle.
Cork?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes it's been lost or bursted, did you know? It was like in the 30s, you know, when Oklahoma and Texas and the West was blowing away from the dust storms, and we were catching it, you know, and winds were bringing it in.
Yeah.
That was terrible. Oh, yes.
Did they have a place where they'd sell it? They call that the, you know, maybe back in the woods, a guy would want some whiskey, and he'd put a $10 bill in a stump.
Oh, they had all kinds of ways, yes.
Call that the...
You
ever hear of the Blind Tiger?
Oh, yes. I've known a few. Oh, well, it was just a place, a joint there. They were around El Rayo, more especially, you know, during the boom days there.
That was what?
During the boom days from 1920 to the 30s, you know, until the Volstead Act was repealed, you know.
They call that place...
Of course, they had what they call barrel houses all throughout. It was nothing but bootlegging joints and women, you know, there, these oil field, the roughnecks and the roustabouts. But...
That was a wild town, wasn't it?
It was wild. It was wild as any western town. It was a trying period of time here. Very rough. Of course, some of the hardest people in the world came here, you know, that type, men and women, follow those booms, you know. And it was one of the last big booms, you know, like that. In other words, they exercised more control over the fields shortly thereafter, you know, than they did during that period of time. Everything was haphazard, no laws, conservation laws or anything, you know.
Wasn't any order.
Of course, they always caught the county and the towns short of help, police protection.
They needed more law.
Of course, so many of the laws couldn't withstand that temptation, you know, and they were either accepting money or joining in. They'd raid a place and get the whiskey and turn it over to another bootlegger and had their own private bootleggers raid the cars, and sometimes they hauled it in El Dorado, their own log wagons, with four up or six mules pulling it, barrels of it, you know.
Before they had the electric chair.
Well, of course,
murderers were
hanged. They had the scaffold just to the south of the courthouse there at that time. Had the jail, and on this, it was separate.